Church of Christ, they call it. Mm-hmm. Used to be the Camelot Church. You know how come a Church of Christ in existence?
How come?
Old John Camel, or Alexander Camel, got mad with the Presbyterians and pulled out and organized a church of his own. And they called it the Camelot Church. Mm-hmm. Now it went into the Church of Christ. And they tell you if you ain't baptized, you ain't saved. And if you don't believe, you better not be baptized. The Bible said believe and be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have that there, baptized and salvation by water at all.
What does your wife think of all this? She doesn't, she's a Methodist, didn't you say? Or?
Yeah, but what is the, she belongs to this United Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
They teach some good things. All these denomination teaches some good,
mm-hmm.
but they don't carry it on like Christ organized.
Have you tried to get your wife to go to?
She went with me a few times. This one did. My other one was a Baptist all her life.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was a Methodist, granddaddy,
mm-hmm.
and great granddaddy and grandma too. And they come from, a great granddaddy and grandma come from Georgia. My grandma, she was a cook. Before she married Grandpa Murray, my great-grandpa, and they were both raised in Georgia. Because he went back to Georgia with wagon and mules and got some sugar cane brought up here and planted. First was ever planted up here in this part of Louisiana.
Did they come from the mountains in Georgia or from?
I don't know what part of Georgia they come from.
They never talked about?
I never did hear them talking. I just heard my grandpa and grandma talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
All of the old heads of my people come from Georgia. My wife's people come first wife's people come from South Carolina. There's a bunch of originated Tuckers up here in this what they call Rum Center above here.
Mm-hmm.
They come from South Carolina.
In some churches, they have a choir and an organist to provide the
music.
And if you really like the music, you said the music was just...
Oh, all right.
Okay.
But just fine.
What would you say if someone's very, very pretty, you said the person was just...
She's beautiful.
And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you'd say, church will be over.
I had one time that I turned around and went back home. I didn't get it changed in time to get there, and I just turned around and went back.
Uh-huh. You say
church is all over with by now.
And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Any other names for the devil?
Lucifer.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
Old Haggy Bill.
Huh?
Old Haggy. The devil.
Old Haggy? How'd
he
get that name?
Well, that's what I've heard the old people say. Haggy's gonna get you if you go out there.
Did that scare you when you were little?
No. I never was very scared in my life.
What do people think they see around the graveyard at night?
Oh, that's a bunch of bunk. That dead ain't gonna bother you.
What do some people think, though?
Oh, I don't know why they do, but they do.
What do
they think it's haunted.
Uh-huh.
They think it's a spiritual outfit out there, move around.
Uh-huh.
I slept in the cemetery and I didn't see nothing out there.
Why didn't you sleep in the cemetery?
Oh, when I was about 17 years old.
How come?
I say in the cemetery, I was sleeping right by the fence.
Uh-huh.
We had logging and had a camper. And a spring of water, we used a church spring to water mules and horses.
Mm-hmm.
And good eye water out of it. Big spring.
Did you ever hear about someone saying that they'd see something in
a... Oh yeah, I've heard people say that they've seen ghosts in the graveyard.